now going to spend way too much time talking about both Joe and Theo. So that's what I'm going to do on the show today. Guys, thank you. That is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. They are here every day, 9 a.m. until noon. I am Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you every day from noon until 2. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Penn State, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. And this hour is being brought to you by the fine folks over at Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
If you were ever wondering, like, that Simeon thing that those players talk about, it goes back to Ben Wilson. Like, the numbers that Derrick Rose wore, the one he wore at Simeon, like, you don't get to just pick 25. Like, you got to be special to wear it. And the guys that have worn it have been special and have gone on to play in the NBA. But it's a piece of, to me, and I know I'm fumbling through this a little bit, it's not just basketball history, and it's not just basketball history in Chicago. It's Chicago history. Like, it's a flashpoint.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
I've been thinking about what I'm going to do with the great content that I got from Casey Johnson yesterday with Ben Wilson. And I think what I might do is do a podcast and pair it with the stuff that I talked with Tim Hardaway about on Ben Wilson. And I think it could act as maybe a history lesson for people who were, and there were a lot. There were a lot of people like, I don't know the story of Benji Wilson. It can act as a history lesson on the life and tragic death of Benji Wilson. Welcome into the show. I'm Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We have a lot of cool stuff on the show today. I've been running Herbie around this place because I've been asking him to do a lot of stuff as far as sound goes. And there's a ton of sound that we need to get into, especially if you didn't hear what the Cubs said as they opened up spring training down at Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. We're going to do that. We're going to talk maybe even a little bit of Bears. There was some stuff that happened earlier this week that I wanted to discuss, and we never got around to it. So I think we're going to get to it today. And if we don't get to it today, then it will be the subject of Aloho Daily, because that's kind of how it works. If there's stuff that I can't get to, sometimes I bring it to Aloho Daily instead. But we start the show, as we start all things, with the rundown.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
Here's your rundown for Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. Last night in Champaign, the Orange Crush was rocking. People were excited. Michigan State was in town, and the Illini got off to a really horrible start in the game. But in the second half, they started to pour it on, and they took some of the momentum, and they were able to tie the game up and then take the lead.
Dosunmu with 12 to shoot, drives for the lead, up and in!
Good time.
And for the first time tonight, the Illini have the lead.
It seemed like great atmosphere down in Champaign-Urbana last night in the stadium that looks like the Legion and Doom's headquarters. On the outside, on the inside, it is spectacular. They got the lead. They went back and forth with the Spartans the rest of the way. And then they had a chance to win it at the end, and two bad things happened.
Winston with a dribble drive on Trent. Layup up, missed it, followed by Tillman. He slams it in. The Illini don't have any timeouts. They're down one, 70-69. Here is Dosunmu driving in, fell down, stolen by the Spartans, and they're going to get out of here with a win.
They lose the game 70-69. That's not the worst part. The worst part is that Ayo Dosunmu looked like he hurt himself badly on the play. He slid and his left knee looked like it tweaked. Herbie, is there any update on Io that you saw?
I haven't seen one as yet, but I haven't been checking actively. But yeah, it looked really bad. I hope it's just something minor that he's coming back the rest of this year, because his NBA dreams are within this year. He can go to the draft.
Yeah, it was one of those things where you're hoping it's just a hyper extension and the guy's more scared than he is hurt. But Michigan State, like, as they're trying to celebrate, like, everyone is looking back going, is he okay? And then he has to be helped off of the court in the aftermath of the game. Really great game. Bad outcome for Illinois, but it was an extremely entertaining ball game between the two teams. There's some NFL news. Myles Garrett is back.
So third and 29 with 14 seconds left. Rudolph will dump it off to the left side. Trey Edmonds, the catch, sprints out of bounds. And a fight at the 9-yard line. Flags are thrown. The Browns and the Steelers, and Garrett just threw a punch. And Pittsburgh retaliating. Marquise Pouncey was kicking in there, and flags are flying with 8 seconds left. The Steelers are running from the sideline to join in, and this one is going to end in ugly fashion.
It did, and Myles Garrett ended up being gone for 6 games. Looks like he's going to be back, and we can all start overhyping Cleveland again going into next season. Every single time that this show gets excited about the Blackhawks, every single time, they were like, yeah, they're making their push for the playoffs, and is Stan Bowman gonna use some assets to make some things happen? Every single time something like this happens,
the Blackhawks will fall to 0-2-2 in their last 4 starts. The Hawks fall to 2 games over the 500 mark. The Oilers move to plus 10.
Not great, Bob. Not great. When you look at them chasing Winnipeg, when you look at them losing to Edmonton, this is not ideal for a team that has dreams of getting into the playoffs and then making people uncomfortable. Blackhawks lose 5-3 at Edmonton. Speaking of not great, Bob, he did it again. Jim, a.k.a. Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again, Boylan, decided that he was going to call a timeout at a weird time in the game.
It'll be 14 seconds on the shot clock. Jim Boylan's calling a timeout. Talk things over with 42 seconds left in the game. 120, 108, down 12. We'll be back right this at 670 to score on the Bulls Radio Network.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the broadcast was surprised. At this point, here's what I kind of hope. I hope that he's doing this on purpose. Because why else would you do it if you're him? I'd almost, you know what the Bulls should do? If they like to make some money, they should get someone to sponsor it. So I'll take your suggestions via text at 670-11. And the Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. What would be the best advertising partner for the Jim Boylan bad timeout? Like, you could have Chuck be like, and there's the Jim Boylan bad timeout brought to you by Timex or whomever. So text me your thoughts on who should sponsor the nightly Jim Boylan bad timeout. The Bulls might as well make money off of it because they're not winning games with it. So Daniel Gafford was in uniform last night but didn't play. And there was an interesting back and forth. I love how KC is just drilling down. You have to listen to this very closely. So, Herbie, drop the music just a little bit. Just a little bit. Listen to KC drill down to try and get the head coach to explain what the hell is going on.
Jim, we know Gafford was on the active roster. Was he healthy enough to play?
I thought that he was available, which was good. But I didn't play him tonight. So
was he healthy enough to play?
I didn't play him tonight. I just wasn't going to play him with our two centers. So
was it because of health, or was it because you had Felicio ahead of him in the rotation?
Combination of a couple things.
Yeah. Is he still wobbly on that ankle?
I'm just, you know, he's working his way back, guys. He's available, but he's working his way back.
So when, and I know you said after last game his chance will come. So if he is at 100%, would he get back ahead of Felicio in the rotation?
I don't know. We'll figure that out when he gets back to 100%.
Okay, a couple things here. Now, this is going to sound strange, but I'm going to defend Jim Boylan and offer him some advice. If you had a player that was dressed, but you were only going to use in an emergency situation, you could have just said, Gafford dressed tonight, but we weren't going to push him out there to play. We just needed numbers or whatever the, just say that he was only going to play in an emergency. That's all you have to say.
I truly think that Jim forgot that Gafford was active. He has done that before with the 15 almost minutes of Lauri Markkanen sitting on the bench early in the year.
At this point,
they're like, hey, Lauri's on the bench. You might want to play him. He's part of our future.
At this point, nothing is beyond Jim Boylan to do. It really isn't. The second part, there's no defense for. There's no scenario, here we go, yo, where Felicio is going to be a part of your future. The Bulls, I actually think, got it right with Gafford. I think he's a rotational player that gives you length, runs the floor, rebounds, doesn't need the ball, can get his points by doing all of the things that an athletic big man does, and he doesn't drift out and try to shoot three-pointers either because he knows he can't.
And he has a basketball IQ about himself. Felicio, I don't know if he doesn't know the game at all or is just dumb. His basketball IQ is zero.
I think his basketball given F is the problem.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, there are times where you can kind of see him look in the direction of where a driver is coming, and he just looks like chooses not to take that step over.
Business decisions?
Oh, plenty of business decisions.
Yeah, but that's okay. This is still a young player, and you can, a good coach would be able to. I mean, this happened with Cassius Winston last night for Michigan State. Tom Izzo furious because he wouldn't rotate over on defense. Granted, he was playing with four fouls, and in Gafford's case, he's not. But it is what it is, man. Every day there's something to make you not like what the Bulls are doing, and this was another example of that. Some really good suggestions via text on who should sponsor the worthless timeout by Jim Boylan that seems to happen often. This I got via Twitter, and Troy says it should be Kit Kat. Give me a break. I love that. That sounds perfect. The Jim Boylan useless timeout is brought to you by Kit Kat. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
And that buyout he's going to get.
Okay, so what else? Let's see what else comes through via the text line. The Jim Boylan ridiculous timeout is brought to you by the Laugh Factory Comedy Club. That's good. That's good. It's not a product, but it's that it works perfectly. That is outstanding by you.
Isn't a Tissot the watch of the NBA?
You could do that for sure. Sponsored by Timeout Sports Pub in Hanover Park. All right, that's good. Someplace like CarX. Don't have a breakdown at a bad time. Or a dating app. Having a bad timeout? Check out X. That's good. The marketing. Oh, this is great. 480 Texer, Southwest Airlines. The Jim Boylan ridiculous timeout is brought to you by Southwest Airlines. Want to get away? That's it. It all works swimmingly.
They have a waste management one?
Yes, the waste management one is pretty funny. 708 Texer says Dunkin' Donuts timeouts because Jim Boylan timeouts, it's never the wrong time for a coffee break. Okay.
Also the thing at the UC that gets people most excited.
These days, that is the case. People are more excited about what's happening in the donut race Is it still
Sean Hyken?
Is it still Phil George F. that's doing the calls?
Kind of morbid. I don't like that.
Hyken is in town, isn't he?
He is.
Tell him if he wants to come by tomorrow. We should talk ball. Are we doing that? I thought we were doing that. I thought we were going to do like a little roundtable guy.
Yeah, we're supposed to do it with the Tony and Rick and then somebody else. But, you know, I won't be here on Friday. So that's up to me to, you know, produce that thing. But I won't be here for it.
I thought we were inviting Gene.
I wanted to leave it open, though.
For what?
Like if we get a guest, you know, like the two guys that we're supposed to be interviewing maybe on Friday.
Yeah, but that interview's only going to be 7 minutes long at the most.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. So you want to do it Friday?
That works for me.
All right, let's do it Friday. I don't even know if Tony's allowed, but if Tony's allowed, make him part of it. Let's get Gene in here. We might as well invite Hyken, and we could rotate people like a hockey line. We could do a couple of different ones. And, of course, Campy's here.
Or when Jim Boylan pulls all five guys at once.
Well, if Herbie's not going to be here, I imagine you're going to be on the board, right?
That's what I've been told.
Okay, so yeah, so we could bring three people in here. And you. And so now we got four people.
I told that because I haven't been told that.
You have not been told that, and that's what's up. Keep the text messages coming in about who would sponsor the Jim Boylan ridiculous timeout of the night. Let us know. Oh, the Snickers is a good one. That's good. You're not yourself. But he is all the time. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Cubs. Because the Cubs spoke yesterday. There were some things that Theo Epstein said that I think are worth your time. And I want to point out that the stuff that Joe Maddon said isn't really that different from what he was saying on this show every Tuesday at noon. I'll explain about that next here on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Danny Pailhos has returned.
Can we get a sign in the studio that we maybe should be like a meter that vacillates weekly which team Matt is a fan of?
Yes, whichever way the wind is blowing.
Yeah, that would be really helpful so I know if I'm working with a White Sox fan, a Cubs fan, someone who hates baseball.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse!
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to